This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. South America is still thirsty for some rain, especially in Brazil, and it looks like those prayers might get answered over the next couple of weeks. We'll have more right after this.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest weather conditions in Brazil and Argentina.
Well, all three major forecasts, 1 to 5 day, 6 to 10 day, and 11 to 15 day, do show very good rains across the bulk of Brazil, where they need it the most. And we know, as we talked over the last few weeks, that this first 2 weeks of January are the prime time for needing those rains. It's similar to the situation we get into in August, where we need to see those rains to develop those beans. So that looks to be maybe the biggest reason for seeing the market back off to start this week. Argentina, for its part, is a little bit on the drier side, does have some rains in the 1 to 5 day. The 6 to 10 day does look like better rains are coming in, and then the 11 to 15 day does have some scattered good rains throughout as well. There's probably some areas that could use it a little bit further south than what they've got, but for right now, no major weather concerns for the foreseeable future in South America at all.
McBride said Argentina is still making good progress on planting.
Argentina is just slightly behind last year for soybean planting, 81%. The five-year average puts them at 85%. If you go out to the corn, they are at 79%. That is right in line with the five-year average. So they are moving right along after their drought last year. It looks like production will improve.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.